When we meet up with our hero again, General Joshua was leading the troops into battle. When the dust cleared, Joshua and Israel won. Years pass, even decades, and Moses handpicks Joshua to go with 11 others to spy out the Promised Land. Joshua and his buddy Caleb were the only two who came back with more faith than doubt, but their faith-filled vote was not enough to drown out the doubt-filled vote. And for their doubt, they all wandered in circles for 40 years until everyone died in the wilderness. Well, everyone, except Joshua and Caleb. Now it was time for Moses to meet God for good. Israel's next leader was an easy choice, Joshua. Joshua led Israel across the flooded Jordan on dry ground. Joshua led Israel to an underdog victory against Jericho. Even when Israel lost a battle to a one-horse army from a one-horse town, Joshua sought God, found the sin, righted the wrong, and led Israel to win yet again. Joshua was the honor roll first chair, all-star, five-star general who always got it right. Now he was the leader of God's holy people, leading them into God's promised land. So far, Joshua could do no wrong. Until we come to Joshua 9. Hey everyone, you're listening to LJ Harry, and you're listening to week 37. And one thing I would have done differently, you're listening to it on Simplify. The 5 o'clock news led every night with scenes of this new nomadic nation taking over Canaan. And the news reached Gibeon because Gibeon wasn't very far away. They knew they were next or next to next on the hit list. They put their minds together and came up with a plan to make peace with Israel. They loaded their donkeys down with old weathered saddlebags and old patched up wineskins. They put on old worn out sandals and threadbare clothes. They even packed loaves of dry moldy bread, and they rode a short 20 miles to meet Joshua. They let him know that word of Israel's God had reached the far-flung regions where they lived, so they came with a preemptive plea for peace. But Joshua and his men were suspicious. Cue the moldy bread. See this bread? It came out of the oven piping hot when we left home. And this wineskin was brand new. I bought these sandals the night before our trip. Look at it all now. Moldy, old, weather-beaten, worn. Joshua 9:14 reads, "So the Israelites examined their food, but they did not consult the Lord." Joshua's investigators investigated. "Joshua, this bread is nasty." And it looks like they went dumpster diving for their clothes. "They're telling the truth. They can't live anywhere near us." Joshua smiled, signed the treaty, and waved as they headed home. And we see the first and perhaps only chink in Joshua's ironclad armor. Before this, God answered when Joshua prayed and told him what to do. But Joshua didn't ask God this time. Maybe he didn't think he needed God's insight on this one. Maybe he thought he and his trusty detectives would take a bite of moldy bread and a sip of old wine, and they would determine if these guys were telling the truth. But 3 days later, Joshua realized he made a massive mistake. They weren't from miles and miles away. They lived next door, and now they were allies. Before the end of Joshua's book, Israel was on the battlefield fighting a battle they weren't designed to fight, defending an ally they weren't designed to defend. If one Israelite was injured or killed in that battle, it was one Israelite too many because they were not supposed to be in that battle. Prayerlessness is expensive. It will cost us time to pray, but it will cost us tears and regret if we don't. We may not know the path we should take, and that's okay, because He does. We just need to trust Him enough to ask Him for direction. My advice to everyone for every major decision is to pray first. Before you sign on any dotted lines or commit to move or borrow or buy or sell or interview or apply or enroll or attend or transfer, pray first. If He could, I believe Joshua would have done one thing differently. He would have prayed about his impromptu peace with Gibeon. Read Joshua 9 and learn from his mistakes so you don't have to make your own, and do what he should have done. Pray first. Well, this is a good time to pray right now, especially for those of you who are making some major decisions in your life. Maybe you're looking to buy a house or rent an apartment or buy a car, or you're looking to make life's second greatest decision. You're looking to say, "I do." Before you make any of those major decisions in your life, before you ally with somebody, you need to pray and ask God if this is what He wants for your life. So let's pray and let's ask the Lord right now that He would help us to seek Him and trust His will and His wisdom. Jesus, as I make major decisions in my life, I will seek You first. I will ask You what You want me to do before I commit to move or borrow or buy or sell or interview or apply or enroll or attend or transfer or propose. I will seek You first. Please give me the sensitivity to hear Your voice and the courage I need to obey whether I want to or not. I trust You know what's best when I don't. In Your holy name, amen. I hope this episode has been a help to you, and I hope you will take it to heart and you will pray before you make any of those major decisions in your life, and even minor ones, that you'll pray and seek God for His will and His wisdom first. If this episode blessed you and you want a copy of Simplify, well, that's super. You just go to PentecostalPublishing.com and you can purchase a version either in print or on Kindle. And if you want to give it to somebody, you can do the same. Or if you're here in our colonial, charming town of Mount Vernon, Ohio, Paragraphs Bookstore on South Main Street has Simplify for sale, and you can get it there. Thanks again for tuning in. Next week, I look forward to talking to you. We're going to go to week 38, and I'm going to tell you about the second day. We're going to continue walking with Joshua through his life, and we'll learn about the power of the second day. I look forward to talking to you next week, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.